The epistle to be read for the second Sunday of Lent is taken from St. Paul's first epistle, chapter 4. Brethren, we pray and beseech you in the Lord Jesus that as you have received of us, you ought to walk and to please God, so also you would walk that you may abound the more. For you know what precepts I have given to you by the Lord Jesus. For this is the will of God, your sanctification, that you should abstain from fornication, that every one of you should know how to possess his vessel in sanctification and honor, not in the passion of lust like the Gentiles that know not God, and that no man overreach nor circumvent his brother in business, because the Lord is the avenger of all these things, as we have told you before and have testified. For God hath not called us unto uncleanness, but unto sanctification in Christ Jesus our Lord. In the Holy Gospel, it's taken from the Gospel of St. Matthew, chapter 17. At that time, Jesus taken him Peter and James and John his brother, and bringeth them up into a high mountain apart. And he was transfigured before them, and his face did shine as the sun, and his garments became white as snow. And behold, there appeared to them Moses and Elias talking with him. Then Peter answering said to Jesus, Lord, it is good for us to be here. If thou wilt, let us make here three tabernacles, one for thee, one for Moses, and one for Elias. And as he yet was speaking, behold, a bright cloud overshadowed them. And lo, a voice out of the cloud saying, This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Hear ye him. And the disciples hearing fell upon their face and were very much afraid. And Jesus came and touched them and said to them, Arise and fear not. And they lifting up their eyes saw no one but only Jesus. And as they came down from the mountain, Jesus charged them, saying, Tell the vision to no man, till the Son of Man be risen from the dead. Thus far the words of today's Holy Gospel. And Peter answering said to Jesus, Lord, it is good for us to be here. These words are taken from the Gospel of today's Mass. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Many years ago, a certain doctor went to administer polio shots to Parish School. Now, this doctor was used to administering these shots to students at different secular schools in the area. But this was the first time he went to a Catholic school. When he arrived, he went to the first class. He proceeded to ask the sister in charge of the class for a holder to hold the children as he would administer the shots. But not knowing what he meant, the confused sister asked, A holder? You know, the doctor answered, someone to hold the children when I give them the shot. I've been getting kicked and scratched everywhere I go. The sister answered, I don't think that will be necessary here. And then she suggested, why don't you start out without one and we'll see what happens. So the doctor did as the sister asked and was amazed at the tight-lipped silence of these little children. He couldn't believe the heroic fortitude of all these little ones. And finally, after giving a shot to the 10th girl in line, he asked, Doesn't it hurt? And aren't you scared? It sure does, the little girl said. It hurts, but I offer it to Our Lady. The doctor shook his head in amazement. And then he said to the sister, I sure wish we had that lady in the other schools I go to. Now in today's Gospel, we read the account of the glorious transfiguration of our Lord. These events took place shortly before our Lord's passion and death. You see, our Lord knew his passion and death was fast approaching. And so he took the apostles, Peter, James, and John, and brought them up into a high mountain, apart from everyone else. See, he wanted to strengthen them for what they would soon witness. The mountain they went up was the Mount Tabor in Galilee, and there our Lord was transfigured before them. That is, his face shone as the sun, and his garments became white as snow. Now, my dear faithful, the purpose of the transfiguration was to strengthen the faith of the apostles. As I mentioned, our Lord knew his passion and death were fast approaching. And so he wanted to strengthen them for when they would later witness his sufferings and passion and death. And so he was gloriously transfigured before these apostles' eyes. That is, he gave these apostles a glimpse of the divinity shining through his humanity. And so the apostles saw just a bit of the glory of God, all resplendent in our Lord. But so spectacular was this little glimpse that St. Peter wanted to build tents or temporary dwellings so that they could stay there and never leave. And yet, as glorious as the transfiguration was, and it was glorious, even so this vision of our Lord does not compare to the splendor of our own bodies that we will have in heaven. And so it is that the church places this gospel on the second Sunday of Lent to give us strength and courage in the midst of this Lenten season, in the midst of this fast and mortification and penances. You see, like our Lord, the church seeks to comfort us during this Lenten season as we fast and do penance. For Holy Mother, the church knows human weakness, and that we need something to motivate us, something to move us to do good and to be generous. And so she places this gospel of the transfiguration here during the middle of Lent to remind us that after this life, there is heaven. After this short life here on earth, we are to go to heaven. As St. John Vianney says, our home is heaven. You see, on earth, we are like travelers staying at a hotel. We are on vacation going home. And when we are away, traveling, what do we think of? We always think of home. You see, we are pilgrims and strangers on earth. In order that we may better encourage ourselves for our pilgrimage, we have to remember that we are on a journey to heaven. We are not here on earth to stay here. We are here on a journey to get to heaven. And so, we should remember that the life here is a passing life and is very short. And even though many things may weigh us down now, one day they will be out of our reach. Life's troubles, life's perplexities, life's crosses, all these things will at last be done for and finished. And so, my dear faithful, we should think about the joys of heaven during this Lenten season. We should remember why we are keeping the fast and offering up these sacrifices. It is in order to gain heaven. And so we should keep the thought of heaven ever before us and aspire to it, aspire to attain it, especially in the midst of the trials and crosses. When some suffering comes your way, just remember the joys of heaven. For our goal is heaven, and in order to get there, we have to suffer and do sacrifices here on earth. Yet these sufferings, no matter how great they may seem now, are nothing compared to the happiness we will one day enjoy in heaven. St. Teresa of Flowers says, our eternal reward has no proportion to our small sacrifices here on earth. Now, in heaven, it is a place of eternal happiness. There we will see God face to face. we will see him as he really is, in all his beauty, goodness, and love. And this will be the source of our great happiness. St. Therese says, it is his palace of glory that God is keeping for us and getting ready for us. And we shall see him then, not in the guise of a child or under the form of bread, but we will see him as he is, radiant in his infinite beauty. And there in heaven we will suffer no more, nor have any sorrow, but we will have continual peace and joy. As we read in the book of the Apocalypse, and God will dwell with us, and he shall wipe away all tears from our eyes. And death shall be no more, nor mourning, nor crying, nor sorrow shall be any more. For the former things have passed away. And thus the thought of this happiness we will possess in heaven ought to help us through the daily trials of life, through the Lenten sacrifices and penance and mortification. Let us then, my dear faithful, think of heaven during this Lenten season. Let us turn our eyes to the goal towards which all our efforts are going, to the goal that we are tending towards, that is heaven. And so when crosses seem heavy and unbearable, or when the Lenten fast becomes difficult, or the sacrifices become hard to bear, look to heaven. Look to your goal. Think of the joy you will possess there as you spend all eternity in perfect happiness with our Lord and our Blessed Mother. In this way, the thought of heaven will help you to persevere and will even help you to be generous in your Lenten fasts and penances. We must therefore be like the little girl in the story and look to heaven and offer the pain or sacrifice to Our Lady and our Lord. The cross or penance may hurt for a little bit, just as the shot hurt the little children in the story. But like them, we must offer it up to Our Lady and remember that this life is very short. And soon we will be safely in Our Lady's arms in heaven. And so let us be animated with the same spirit of the great saint, St. Therese. We should say with her during this Lenten season, if it is necessary to suffer and to weep in order to reach heaven, well, I want to suffer whatever may please Jesus. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.